Infrastructure Plan Dumps Money into Preferred Universities Not Normally in Research Lab. By Kyle Olson on May 17, 2021. The Biden administration continues its push on equity with its infrastructure proposal that Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said will dump money to people who are not normally at the table or in the research lab. Granholm told the GRIO Biden's climate change piece of the plan will send unspecified sums to historically black colleges and universities. My first venture out in this corporate environment was to Howard University, she said, which was to support college internships and research projects and opportunities and to bolster investment in underrepresented youth in minority-serving institutions. Howard University received $400,000 for its energy research. The Biden administration is putting its focus on electric vehicles, to the dismay of ethanol producers. It intends to build 500,000 charging stations in urban and rural areas as it simultaneously rebuilds America's workforce. Granholm indicated that is just the beginning if the infrastructure proposal is passed and argued discrimination slows down progression and advancements, the news site said. If you don't have diverse researchers at the table, your research product, whatever it is going to not be as effective, the secretary said. So, for example, when we have all this face recognition software out there, all this artificial intelligence, well, they're the way MIS. Facial recognition identifies African-American faces, especially in law enforcement, Granholm said. Well, if you have more people of color who are on the teams doing the development of that software and that technology, then you will not have that problem, she argued. As part of the equity push, the Biden administration will put an emphasis on placing electric vehicle charging stations in black neighborhoods. The administration, meanwhile, is attempting to find common ground Republicans as a self-imposed deadline of Memorial Day looms. What we're doing is looking at where the common ground might be, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said Friday, E&E News reported. Obviously, there's a big difference in perspective on a lot of dimensions around infrastructure, including our definition, our broad definition, of what America's infrastructure needs really are, he added. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.